This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Bradley Dean. Friends, we're going to have Senate Majority. We're going to play some audio and video for you, who blurts out the truth in his confusion. Of course, this was all done incognito, covert-like. What he did is he basically blurted the truth out in his confusion, talking about the Capitol takeover, where he said it was staged and it was a hoax. Folks, you know, I want to tell everybody, I'm not on the radio show, to tell everybody I told you so. But if you go back 17 years of this ministry and 17 years of radio, if anybody can share with me where we've been wrong about what we have been projecting, and I'm talking by the Holy Ghost, who tells us things to come, then you feel free and go ahead and share with everybody. As a matter of fact, if you want to call in on the radio and call us out for who we are, please do. Call us out for the frauds that we are. But folks, here we are again, and I want to tell you something. As a radio show host, the last thing I want to do on radio is turn around and tell the people in this country, I told you so. But what we're talking about right now concerning the Senate majority blurting the truth out in his confusion, talking about the Capitol takeover as to how it was staged and how it was hoaxed, friends, I was a part of that. I've done events where they've literally bust people in. They're paid protesters, okay? This stuff is easy to detect. If you know a little bit of history, it's easy to detect what's happening in the present. People in this country, just for some reason or another, want to deceive themselves into believing that our government and the agencies that have been created over the last how many decades in this country are not responsible for playing out the modern-day version of the brown shirts. It's been going on in this country for a long time. They create the chaos because they want to bring in a new order. Whoever wants a new order, they've got to create the chaos in order to do it. As a matter of fact, if you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll find, friends, that the King George, the tyrant that would not be ruled by God across the pond that our forefathers threw up, this was one of the very things that he did. He created domestic insurrection. Hitler, folks, they all do it. Just for the record, I'm not going to rehearse all of this again in your ears. The simple answer to all of this is get back in obedience to the Lord. John 14, 21, taking it back to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 8, 11, and go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6, 16. If you don't want to, do that, friends. We're going to keep talking about this in the future over and over and over again. I'm going to play some audio and I'm going to play some video of that in the up and coming hour in which we have today. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, also pay attention to the fact that if you'd like to, you can go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And as you can see, if you're watching right now, I'm scrolling it very slowly. We have 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you look at the right side of the page, for example, right there, if you can see this, you can go ahead and click on to this right here. And that will bring you to 134 radio stations across the country through Genesis Communication Networks, where you have declared us as the number one and the number two show. Again, we thank you for that. If you want to join us on a social media platform, just go to the right side of the page. There's the scroll. Go to the right side of the page right there. There we are. Click onto that and go ahead and join us on social media platforms. If you'd like to go over to beforeitsnews.com here, same thing, friends. We're on the top left side of the page. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms, Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Again, let me reiterate the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Okay, we're based on common law, the Mosaic Institution. Line that up with the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations. So if you're caught up into the Republican, Democrat, or one of the other 98 unconstitutional party affiliations and you're confused, that's why. We're ruled by God, period. Well, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Every country's a theocracy, uneducated one. Let me tell you. Okay, so the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to get back to, again, who we are, where it is that we came from, what has been established. 245 years later, here we are. Most people in the present don't understand where we came from, and because they don't understand where we came from, they don't know where we're going. We're educating the people by the Holy Ghost, the giftings, where you're supposed to find your faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. Period. You're supposed to find your faith in Him. 1 Corinthians 4:20 tells us that the word of God is not in word, but it is in power. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Okay, so with that said, what I want to do is I want to have a little fun with you. You guys just heard that Tim Tebow, right? The Christian athlete is retiring. I'm not saying this to be a wise guy. I'm not trying to garner accolade. I just thought it was humorous that Salon some time ago did an article back in 2013, as a matter of fact, and they talked about the five Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool. Well, guess what? It wasn't Tim Tebow that won, as you can see on the screen. No, the guy that won was a guy by the name of Bradley Dean, who was doing high school assemblies all across the country. So I'm high-fiving Tim Tebow for the good that he has done. And I just wanted to share with you, friends, the apple doesn't too far from the tree when we can talk about Tim Tebow and Bradley Dean. But, you know, second place, Tim Tebow did come in behind Bradley Dean. And you guys, I'm sorry, third place. He was number three. I ranked number one somehow or another. And we all know that number two and number three are the first losers, right? So I wanted to say that with a little tongue-in-cheek, having a little fun here, okay? Nothing more, nothing less. I want to get over to this, too. Interesting stuff happening here today, because we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, about how Joe Biden is coming for your guns, right? And then we had some wise garber call in, some uneducated woman talking about how this will never happen in America. And then we just kind of went through some videos with Parkland, because that's what they're predicating this whole gun grab again, friends. And it's interesting how we see American government acting out against itself. And in other words, we're seeing modern day governments, which is a reflection of we the people and what we tolerate, war against what it was and what it is that our forefathers established. I want to highlight a little bit of that, and I'm going to come back, and I'm also going to play some video from Biden back in 1988, how he was basically busted for lying and plagiarism. And then I'm also going to play some deleted Bill Gates documentary, just a little bit of that for you, and another video from Pfizer. We'll be right back.
Out of the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The hypocrisy is just craziness. Oh, my goodness. I got the CEO from Pfizer, which is a 37-second video and audio I'm going to play for you in just a moment. Folks, he hasn't gotten his vaccine yet. He hasn't got a shot yet. He said he's healthy. He doesn't need it right now. He said he doesn't want to cut the line. I'm not going there right now, Judah. I'm just teeing it up right now. But this is what I'm laughing about. It's insane, the hypocrisy that the American people put up with. Let me go back to just yesterday's show. So if you're just joining us, this is the first time you've heard us, or you were listening to yesterday's show and you want to hear part two, a little bit of what was going on yesterday. We had a wise governor basically leave a comment. She was saying that our guns will never be taken away from us here, and apparently she hasn't learned from history, and history is in fact repeating itself. And what I did is I took time to show her the mass genocide after a people are in fact disarmed. And from country from Pol Pot to Idi Amin to Joseph Stalin to Mao Zedong to Adolf Hitler. And we see the same Reich attitude through totalitarian means at work today through what you call American government. Friends, this is not American government. What we're seeing is this criminal, this treasonous pedophile in the people's office who was not voted there. The only people that are telling you that he was voted in, friends, are the mainstream media. I played audio for you. I played video for you, showing you even where they blurted the truth out in their confusion. And I'm talking about the useful idiots in the mainstream media where they went to Arizona and there was literally not one person that showed up for Joe Biden. See, this is a Saul Alinsky tactic, and if you can learn this tactic, you're going to understand what's going on here. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. This is why they're bringing illegals into America. This is why they're alluring them in. It's just perfect judgment through a siege. Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, starting after verse 15 in both chapters. That is what is in fact happening today. I don't don't care if you're, as a matter of fact, if you are, again, if you want to add to or take away, I'll just leave this up to you to answer the things that I'm bringing up right now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back to Joe Biden. So the new news is there's 51. Okay, this is what I'm being told right now. This is what we have found. 51 new executive orders. Remember, executive orders carry no weight if they are not congruent to the U.S. Constitution and the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. You can rest assured, friends, everything Joe Biden ran on was un-American. And what's the innuendo? What's the message? Well, friends, you know, look at all the things that he ran on and look at all the people in the population of 330 million people that voted him in to be the President of the United States of America. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. Bull feathers. Well, someone might say, well, Bradley, bulls don't have feathers. Exactly. There's no truth to what you're being told right now. This is what I'm trying to tell you. But for the sake of time, let's get to this, okay? So Joe Biden is coming for your guns. This was just written by Chuck Baldwin for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And it's interesting because I'm just going to run down really quick with the time allotted for this segment as to what they're going for. Number one, Joe Biden. He wants the manufacturers and sale of semi-automatic rifles, okay, to ban the importation of semi-automatic rifles. Automatic rifles. Also keep in mind the hypocrisy being played out here, friends, because when they want you to go topple another third world country that does not submit to their new world order, isn't it interesting how they're willing to take your sons and to put a semi-automatic high power rifles in their hands to go ahead and kill innocent people to topple third world countries? You see how that works? And then when they come back, that same government demonizes the very people that went to war on their behalf. You need to understand what's going on here, okay? Just exposing some more hypocrisy. Number three, ban high-capacity magazines, those holding more than 10 rounds. But it's interesting, the government has more. And by the way, our government's not supposed to have more than what we hold, friends. Number four, make gun manufacturers financially responsible for someone's improper use of a firearm. Okay, now keep in mind, as they're also attempting to legislate new policies that undermine our Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shall nots to them. Friends, it's interesting to note that they have armed security detail around them trying to disarm you. Protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve. I want you to think about what's going on. I also want you to think about how he wants gun manufacturers to be financially responsible if someone's hurt from a gun. Okay? It's also interesting to note that this is the same government that the American people have tolerated, and I'm talking about the criminals in government, in American government, who are acting in a foreign nation, a manner to the U.S. Constitution that gave immunity to vaccine companies concerning one of the 400 adverse side effects. In other words, if you take one of their vaccinations and you get hurt, this government gave them immunity concerning you taking it back to them and holding them accountable concerning what took place, either harm or death concerning one of your family members. Okay, again, this is what you're tolerating, friends. Put it up against Isaiah 5:20. Number six, impose punishing taxes on existing semi-automatic rifles. This is just insane, friends. But again, this is what the American people are putting up with. Number eight, enact legislation forbidding an individual to purchase more than one firearm per month. Okay. Number nine, require federal background checks for private gun sales. I'm curious, where does that come into the play concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Well, since when did the federal government shake the dog as they're the tail? Again, friends, remember, the states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. You have in your mind a backwards form of government, and it's a limited government. Don't forget that, okay? Number 10, prohibit individuals from possessing firearms for a misdemeanor hate crime. Hate crime. Hey, folks, all crime is motivated by hate. But they want to redefine. They want to split hairs. They want to swallow the camel. as they strain at the gnat. But again, keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them. This is dangerous doctrine, friends. This is a sliding slope, and we better get away from it now because they are labeling people as haters at will, and Americans are allowing them to go ahead and to redefine what hate is. I want to tell you what hate is. You know what hate is, friends? Hate is when you offend the God of heaven. That's hate. And I'm here to tell you that hate does not tell the truth. Love tells the truth. And if you go to Leviticus 19:17, which comes to my aid by the Holy Ghost, it's interesting to note that the Bible says, thou shalt not allow sin on your brother. You know what he said right before that? You are not to hate your brother in allowing sin. And what is sin? 1 John 3:4. It's the transgression, the violation of God's moral law. And by the way, Webster's 18:28, you know what the word offend means? Anything that offends God in his moral law. Not when you're talking to some immoral, un-American communist God hater, and he comes about and says, you know what, I'm offended at the fact that you're telling me the truth, man. I'm going to go tell my local immoral legislator that you're offending me, man. And we're going to try to get some hate crimes to come down upon your head. Folks, come on. Love tells the truth. Hate doesn't. Hate withholds it. Number 11, prohibit the online sale of guns and ammunition. Since when did government receive delegated authority from the American people to implement such policies that undermine the laws that they swore to uphold? And I'm thinking this stuff through. So what I'm saying, read it, listen to it real slow, friends, because it's exactly what's happening. Okay. Number 12, seize firearms from those who are issued restraining orders by family members. Keep in mind, they're trying to get family members to snitch on each other. We also see what's happening in California and other governors and mayors throughout the United States that are acting in a criminal, unconstitutional fashion. Saith the federal judges and local Supreme Courts throughout the United States of America, they're trying to get people to tattle on people, going so far, even in Los Angeles County, where that mayor wants to pay snitches to report their neighbors if they don't fall into compliance with their unconstitutional edicts concerning COVID. I just want you to understand how this is working out. Even going to the doctor now, they're asking intrusive questions, and you just simply have to look at them and ask the question, why would you have a question like this? I came here for something else concerning my health, not to divulge all my information. That's none of your business. So if you want to continuously ask me intrusive questions, sir, or ma'am, I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to find a different physician, period. It's that easy, friends. It really is. 13, enact red flag gun confiscation laws. Okay, folks, this is where these brown shirts are coming into play. We're going to be covering this in just a couple of minutes. These agencies that have been created, a long history of them, and I've got personal experience in them. I've got time where I spent with civil rights leaders like Andrew Young, who was next to Martin Luther King. It was the FBI and the feds that were constantly sending in provocateurs to try to paint Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement in a dark sense or a dark light or ill-favored towards the people, where the people would rise up and say, enough of Martin Luther King. And some ignorant people have even drank the Kool-Aid. Sad to say. I'm going to come back. We're going to make another point. I'm going to play some audio and some video for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he may go to Texas next week, but he doesn't want to be a burden as the state recovers from a week of extreme cold.
I had planned on being in Texas the middle of next week, but what I don't want to be is a burden.
Biden saying they are preparing to issue their second disaster declaration for Texas.
I talked with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the administrator, this afternoon. I'm going to ask him to accelerate our response and request for, quote, it's a different declaration, a major disaster declaration.
NASA officials are releasing new photos of the rover Perseverance landing on Mars. The agency releasing the first color photo of the Martian surface, along with a satellite photo of the rover parachuting down to the surface and a photo of the rover just feet before touchdown. You're listening to USA Radio News. At the House Financial Services Committee hearing on GameStop, lawmakers aimed some of their harshest questions at the CEO of one specific investment app.
Congress is probing the stock surge that prompted many trading platforms to halt some sales. The CEO of Robinhood, which is an investment app, apologized to users who were unable to trade some stocks as GameStop and other companies' stock prices surged last month.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Vlad Tenev says regulatory deposit requirements forced the app to freeze trade on GameStop and other stocks. But he told the House Financial Services Committee the move was not to benefit hedge funds. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that flags will be flown at half staff to honor Rush Limbaugh, who passed away earlier this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so I'm going to run down Joe Biden coming for your guns, because we understand that Joe Biden has made no secret of his intention to trash the Second Amendment, which he cannot do unless the people give him the subjugation to do so, okay? Compliance. Submission. Joe Biden has made no secret of his intention to trash the Second Amendment and to do his best to expunge our God-given rights. Keep in mind, rights are not taken away. They're forfeited. You must, if you want your rights to remain, you must fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, period. And it's our God-given right of self-defense. Okay? And I'm on number 15 right now. Require that all firearms must be smart guns, making them so expensive that only the rich could afford them. Number 16, require that guns be always stored, meaning locked away. You should talk to some of the people in California whose families were slaughtered because of these unconstitutional policies. Number 17, prohibit individuals from being able to configure their own firearms. Why is your government so busy tearing away at what your forefathers established? Why are they so busy trying to disarm you? You have to answer that question. 1-866-582-9933. Number 18, bribe states to enact more rigorous gun control laws with millions of federal tax dollars, which you pay for, friends. Number 19, prohibit teachers and educators from being able to carry guns for self-defense on school properties. We've seen much of this. Government politicians and these agencies must be held accountable for the individuals that have been killed on school grounds because of these unconstitutional policies. Okay? These corrupt politicians, here's the key to many of the things that people want to know. How do we make a difference? You need to charge the politicians for their unconstitutional policies. Okay, like gun-free zones, making a prey of these areas, friends, where criminals know where these gun-free zones are, friends. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to go into a gun store and start holding people up and attempting to make a prey out of these people? No, it doesn't fly. As you well know, the history of people trying to rob a gun store usually means they end up dying in the attempt, right? And that is the reason for the Second Amendment, by the way. Number 20, create a network of trauma care providers. Listen carefully. In other words, turn the trauma care providers, first responders, and medical personnel into snitches. Okay? They want to create a network of trauma care providers, first responders, to act as federal informants to aid in the enforcement of gun control. This is why it's so important to shut the TV off and begin to communicate with each other. The last thing these criminals want, friends, is you to communicate one with another. You need to communicate one with another. Okay, so we got that far. Now what I'm going to do is I want to go over and show you something that I continuously reiterate. You'll hear it on audio, on radio in 134 cities. And if you're watching me on a social media platform, on social media, for example, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe there, by the way, or beforeitsnews.com, join us on the social media platforms, click onto them, and join us on Top Chat. Well, you're going to be able to see this video as well as hear the audio. You have a Joe Biden today. Number one, Donald Trump called him out over and over and over again for treason. Did he not? Yes, he did. Okay. The problem is you have a Joe Biden today because Donald Trump didn't keep his promise of prosecuting corrupt politicians, or you know it as how he sold it, namely draining the swamp. Well, he failed to keep his promise, but he did do just the exact opposite by granting clemency to political criminals. Okay, within or those that you would call the swamp. You have a Joe Biden today because, friends, back in 1988, he was busted for lying and plagiarism. I'm going to play just a little bit of this, but this is what happens. They're encouraged to go on in their crimes against the American people when you fail to deal with them for the smallest of misdemeanors. And again, let me remind you, this is why I bring up Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Because you are to impeach them and prosecute them. These people think that they're above the law, and I'm here to remind you, and so is the law, that that is just not the truth of the matter. 1988, he was busted for lying and plagiarism. Check this out.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
Verbatim.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think, is quite frankly ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much, because as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock, it's the only time I didn't, in all the times I've ever used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it
1988,
was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
This is why you have him today, because he didn't deal with them back in 1988.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal, anyway, from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh, yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, okay, that's good, Judah. Okay, so what we have here, friends, is in 1988, we had Joe Biden, who was called out for lying and plagiarism. 1988, and the American people laughed it off. They didn't impeach him. They didn't prosecute him. They ignored the guy that was telling you the same thing I'm telling you right now 40 years ago. Okay? You understand what I'm trying to get to? I'm sorry, 32, whatever, how many years it was. 1988 to where we're at today. He was busted for crimes against the people. And because the people didn't rise up and demand justice, which guards our liberties, upon his head, Isaiah 26, verse 9, we have him now lying, going so far as to being called out for treason, where along with corporations and the mainstream media has now become the president of the United States of America. And now the American people have submitted to the likes of this criminal who's been busted for his crimes for decades in this country. Just like the Clintons. Just like the Bushes. Are you beginning to understand, friends? And I'm not talking down on you. I'm just frustrated with people that don't understand what it takes to right the wrongs. If you want resolve, you are going to individually have to deal with corrupt politicians. You know, as I said earlier, this man was not voted in by the American people. The mainstream media would have you believe that he was voted in by the people. You know he wasn't voted in by the people. You know he wasn't. You know that Joe Biden is a pedophile. There's new video surfacing again. We were even told by his college roommate that he preferred children. Okay, so this isn't speculation. We're not making stuff up. It's not like he hasn't kissed little children and molested women and children on video in front of the cameras. And the reason they've done that is because they want to condition you to accept it as the new norm to normalize pedophilia. That is exactly what's behind going on as to what's going on here. Just ask this said congressman in San Francisco who's trying to normalize the crime of pedophilia. This is the same government that has been called out for downloading pornography. 5,000 members of the DOD under an ICE investigation. Brian Bender from the Boston Globe reported it. We had him on the radio. Of course, you didn't hear a word about it. Okay? Americans, have you had enough yet? Have you gotten to the point where you need to draw the line in the sand and say, no more of this, and actually do a little bit more than what it might take concerning just words? Remember, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. What was he saying? Well, you love me with your lips, but you don't actually obey me. Well, faith without works is dead. James 2, 14 through 26. Hey, folks, I want to reiterate the point, and I need to do this. I'm calling for reformation. Okay, I'm not calling for a revolution. These are the people that are attacking us. These are the people that are creating domestic insurrection against us. And there's no agency on this planet that could say otherwise as to what I'm telling you right now. Foreigners from all over the world are trying to figure out why the American people are succumbing to this. Justice guards our liberty, and you already see that you're not going to get justice from a bunch of criminals that are not going to prosecute each other, friends. We've seen this far too long. The younger generation must lawfully deal with it. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got much to cover in a short amount of time. 1-866-582-9933. What I want to do now is I'm just kind of jumping around, but I want you to just get a glance and I want you to hear what's happening here, friends. An old deleted Bill Gates documentary has been now revived. And guess what? Just like Joe Biden, Bill Gates was busted for doing a lot of the same thing outside of plagiarism, at least not that I know of. Check this out.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
He is a criminal,
friends. Business strategies came under fire in 1998 when the United States Department of Justice sued Microsoft for antitrust violations.
This is take three of the videotape.
Look at his countenance. He is an evil, wicked man.
During the 18-month trial, Gates gave hours of videotape testimony.
What were the non-Microsoft browsers that you were concerned about in January of 1996?
That month.
Yes, sir.
And what about it?
He's stonewalling.
What non-Microsoft browsers were you concerned about in January of 1996?
I don't know what you mean, concerned.
What is it about the word concerned that you don't understand?
He is a sick joker, man.
I'm not sure what you mean by it.
The Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices.
It goes into vaccinations. Hang on.
In personal computer operating systems.
In a move to overshadow the negative press, Gates invested $100 million to set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Overnight, Bill Gates transformed his public image from ruthless tech monopolizer to the world's most generous philanthropist.
I'm pleased to announce that we're pledging an additional $1 billion to this.
We had the chance to witness Bill Gates 2.0, the man you don't know.
The rebranding campaign paid off. His net worth swiftly doubled, earning Bill Gates the title of richest man in the world.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. It kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
In a Wall Street essay, Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Okay, so anyways, for the sake of time, friends, just so you can understand, go ahead, shut that off. Just so you can understand, this has been long in the making. There's a Bill Gates on the horizon right now because the American people didn't pay attention to his crimes. And now we're dealing with Bill Gates 20 years later, too, and 30 years later, and 40 years later. He's been called out for his crimes over and over again. And what has been the message to the younger generation? Well, if you got money, you don't have to face the judge. Oh, I'm here to tell you, Billy Bob, you're going to be facing the judge because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And yes, Philippians 2:10 does come to my aid, that you will bow your knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like it or not. And also put that up against Hebrews 9:27 as well. I also wanted to show you this, and I'm going to post this on social media. A deleted Bill Gates documentary has been revived. You're going to see how he's been busted over and over again for his crimes, how he's profiting from vaccinations today. And again, I'm here to show you what the mainstream media means to omit. Okay? Let's go to the next short video. This one's 37 seconds long. You ready for this? This is Pfizer CEO, and he stated that he has not yet had the vaccine because he does not want to cut the line, okay? And they're promoting him, and if you're paying attention to his hypocrisies, he's double-talking. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. It's interesting that he says vaccine was developed without cutting corners. Well, if that's the case, sir, like Bill Gates, how come you and your families haven't been vaccinated yet? You ready for this one? This is the CEO from Pfizer. Do your best to understand him. He's a foreigner. But again, listen to what he is telling you if you can comprehend.
A question for you. I've heard you have not yet had your shot. When do you plan to get it?
The sooner I can, I will. The only sensitivity here, Meg, is that I don't want to have an example that I'm cutting the line. But I'm 59 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line. So my type is not recommended to get vaccination now. So that's one consideration.
Okay, so here, one thing I want you to understand, too, this video, this audio that I just played is being passed around on social media platforms. Guess who's deleting them, friends? Big tech companies. It's Albert Bourla. He's the Pfizer chairman and CEO of the vaccination company, friends. Okay, he hasn't gotten his vaccination again because they all understand what it's all about, friends. Let's not play the fools to these stooges that are simply being used. Now let's do this. Let's go over to modern day brown shirts. At it again. Michigan Senate Majority Leader stated Capitol takeover was staged and a hoax in secretly recorded conversation. This is what I continuously try to reiterate to the American people. Before jumping the gun and coming to conclusion as to who the responsible party is, it's interesting how the media and politicians always get the bad guy instantaneously, right? They're lone wolf, right? But the bottom line is if you just give it a little time, remember, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Give it a little time, and the truth will come out. And if you look at Luke 12:2, it tells us, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Remember, SS officer Joseph Mengele, remember, he was the angel of death under Adolf Hitler of the Third Reich. He said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Now, let's go down to the bottom, and you're going to hear the audio listeners on the radio and as well those on social media platforms. Now, listen to Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, who's caught on camera telling the truth about what took place on January 6th, 2021.
The load of facts to balance, and then you worry about being able to process them in time on much at night.
It's hard to hear, but I'll read it in just a moment. Okay, he's saying it was all staged. He said Mitch McConnell, cocaine trafficking Mitch McConnell, wanted to be a mess so he could secure a Trump impeachment, they said, conviction for Pelosi and Schumer. Okay, these are the two clowns that you've been tolerating in government as well. I'm just playing it out just a little bit more. And then you can go ahead and share that, because I'll share with the listeners and the viewers as to what he said. Shirky issued an apology for his comments in a statement released on Tuesday after this came public. After it became public. Okay? And before it became public, he was singing like a bird, friends. He said, that's been a hoax from day one. He said that was all pre-arranged. Now, again, I don't like saying I told you so, friends, but this stuff is easy to detect. What did he say? It was all pre-arranged. It was all pre-planned. Provocateurs sent in, bust in, on cue. The stage was set. The media was there to roll the cameras and then to rewrite the narrative to blame the good guys for, in fact, what the guilty, the bad guys, were responsible for. He said again, it was all staged. Shirky says that this during a secretly recorded lunch meeting on February 3rd. And during that conversation, Shirky said that the January 6th protest, he said it wasn't Trump people at all. But let me ask you something, friends. Who blamed, and by the way, Trump was supposed to represent the good guys in this country. Don't forget that, the law abiders. What did they do? They staged the event and they set the narrative to make the law abiders out to be what? The law breakers. And one more time, what did he say in ending? It's been a hoax from day one. That was all pre-planned, pre-arranged. Shirky adds, asserting that the people went on separate buses, just like I told you. That was all arranged by somebody that was funding everyone. Hey, folks, how many times have I shared this with you? Hey, folks, I'm not here talking out of school. No, I got the hat. I got the t-shirt. How do I know what I'm talking about? Because they've done it to me over and over and over again during public high schools. Folks, I got enough badges of honor on my walls from the media that has attacked me for righteousness' sake. How many times they've sent in buses? How many times they've sent in paid provocateurs? How many times they've sent in their little useful idiots to the CIA-controlled media, right? To set a narrative, to put me in a negative light because I'm exposing them for their crimes. They're doing it to you too, Americans. Listen to me carefully, friends. They're doing it to you too. Now, it's not just coming from me. Now it's coming from others like Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, by the way, who would have never told you if he knew it would have been filmed. Never in a million years. No, that's why I'm here. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.